Late on a Friday, my husband went up to the mountains with three friends. They took provisions and bottles of bourbon to last them all through the weekend. 100 miles they drove just to fish in a stream. And there's so much water, so close to home. When they arrived, it was cold and dark. They set up their camp quickly, warmed up with whiskey. They walked to the river where the water flowed past darkly. In the moonlight they saw the body of a girl floating face down. And there's so much water, so close to home. When he holds me now, I'm pretending I feel like I'm frozen inside. And behind my eyes, my daily disguise, everything's turning to white. It was too hard to tell how long she'd been dead. The river was that close to freezing. But one thing for sure, the girl hadn't died very well, to judge from the bruising. They stood there above her all thinking the same thoughts at the same time. There's so much water, so close to home. So this is what they did. They carried her downstream from their fishing. Between two smooth rocks, they gently wedged her. After all, it was late. They'd come a long way, the girl would keep. She was going nowhere. They stayed out there fishing for 2 days. They reported that on Sunday when they came back down, there's so much water, so close to home. When he holds me now, I'm pretending nothing is working inside. Behind my eyes, my daily disguise, everything's turning to white. Newspapers said that the girl had been strangled to death and also molested. On the day of the funeral, the radio reported that a young man had been arrested. I went to the service a stranger. I drove past the lake out of town. There's so much water, so close to home. When he holds me now, I'm pretending I feel like I'm frozen inside. And behind my eyes, my daily disguise, everything's turning to white.